Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, August 31st. South Bruce OPP have released the identities of the three people who died in a two-vehicle crash near Teeswater. OPP say it happened last Thursday afternoon at the intersection of Bruce County Road 4 and Concession 2 in Colross Township. The driver of the transport truck, 25-year-old Rajinder Sandhu of Brampton, was pronounced deceased. The occupants of the passenger vehicle, 46-year-old Sandra Scarrow of Huron East and 56-year-old William Stewart of Colross Township, were both pronounced deceased. OPP say further updates will be provided as they become available. Owen Sound Deputy Mayor Brian O'Leary has put forth a notice of motion to council about paid parking for non-residents at some parks in the city. At City Council's meeting last night, O'Leary expressed his intention to make a motion requesting staff bring forward a report on the details of how a paid parking system for non-residents could be implemented in 2022 at Harrison Park and Kelso Beach, with the potential for adding other sites.
And whereas the city's five-year capital plan identifies needs in parks and park buildings of over $5 million in the next 5 years, and whereas the annual capital budget cannot be supported solely on the backs of city taxpayers.
O'Leary argues a convenient system of paid parking would add revenue and relieve the city taxpayer of bearing the entire cost of maintaining their parks for the benefit of all. The notice of motion means O'Leary intends to put forth the motion for discussion at the next council meeting. That's scheduled for September 13th. The Blue Water District School Board is releasing its planned COVID-19 measures for the upcoming school year. In a letter addressed to families, the board says when students make their return on September 7th, several recommended measures by the Grey Bruce Health Unit and the Ministry of Education will be employed. Masks will be mandatory for grades 1 to 12 as well as staff while inside the school and on buses. There will also be enhanced cleaning protocols and high-efficiency particulate air filters to improve the ventilation in all kindergarten classrooms. Ontario confirmed 525 new cases of COVID-19 today. The Grey Bruce Health Unit reported 4 new cases on Monday. The region's active known caseload sits at 21. On the federal election campaign trail today, Liberal leader Justin Trudeau said mental health needs to be treated like any other health issue. He says his government would put $6.5 billion into mental health across the country through a new Canada mental health transfer to provinces and territories. Trudeau also wants to increase access to mental health care at colleges by hiring 1,200 new counselors. Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole said he would rein in deficits to address inflation and balance the budget within 10 years. He warned more government spending will drive up inflation and the cost of living will increase alongside the cost of gas and groceries. O'Toole says as the economy recovers, they'll reduce emergency measures as people go back to work. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh talked about getting big money out of housing. He says they'll increase the capital gains tax to 75% as a way to discourage people from flipping houses and using them like a stock market. Singh also said money laundering is driving up the cost of housing, and if elected, his government would tackle that. With the departure of the last U.S. troops from Afghanistan, the Taliban took over control of Kabul airport today, with some dressed in military gear carrying U.S.-made weapons. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says before leaving, the U.S. made unusable all the gear that's at the airport, all the aircraft, and all the ground vehicles, with the exception of some fire trucks. Canada announced an agreement today saying it will resettle up to 5,000 refugees evacuated by the United States. Foreign Affairs Minister Mark Garneau says about 1,250 Canadian citizens, permanent residents, and family members are still in Afghanistan. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is at 20,582, down 12 points. The Dow Jones is down 39 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.24 U.S. cents, down 0.09 of a cent. And the price of oil is $68.60, down 61 cents a barrel. In sports, no changes atop the Bumstead Insurance and Financial Owen Sound Salmon Spectacular leaderboard after yesterday's action in the water. The top salmon of the day went to Meaford's Amanda Thompson at 21.42 pounds, while John Montgomery of Owen Sound caught Monday's top trout, a 12.99 pounder. The gold medal game is set to go at the Women's World Hockey Championship in Calgary tonight. Canada takes on the United States. The game is set for 7:30. In Major League Ball, it's Hyunjin Ryu on the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays tonight as they continue a three-game series at Rogers Centre against the Baltimore Orioles. The Jays have won three straight, including a 7-3 win over Baltimore yesterday. First pitch flies at 7:07. In Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball, two games tonight. You can find the schedule at the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.